from the birthday cake game, but first a quick look ahead to next Monday night here on Radio 4.
Radio 4's season exploring the state of the UK continues, looking at Scotland's union with England.
Britain and England were so intertwined. When an English person said British, they meant the same. When a Scots person says British, it doesn't mean the same. A bit of an identity crisis for England and for the union.
With the UK under pressure, is the argument being won for independence in Scotland or lost for the union at Westminster?
It's always been the case that large empires and multinational unions, the rot starts to set in at the centre.
This Union, Two Kingdoms, with me, Alan Little, starts next Monday night at 8 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, Richard Osmond is back on Radio 4 with another episode of his new quiz show, The Birthday Cake Game. It's time to find out who of his three celebrity guests will be walking away with the cake-shaped prize. And if you can better their scores, playing along at home.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Birthday Cake Game. I'm Richard Osman, the man who puts the Richard Osman in Richard Osman's House of Games. I'm joined by three players. All they have to do is guess the ages of some celebrities who are celebrating their birthdays this week. Let's meet our three players, shall we? They are Nadia Shireen. Hello, Nadia.
Hello.
Simon Evans, welcome.
Hello, Richard.
And Ingrid Oliver. Hello,
hello.
Ingrid.
Hello.
Welcome, one and all. How lovely to have you here. It's the simplest show on the radio. I'm simply going to ask you some celebrities who have birthdays this week. You have to tell me how old they are. I will give you 3 points if you get bang on. I will give you 1 point if you are a year out. And the winner at the end takes home a birthday cake. That's why it's called the Birthday Cake Game. It's this specific birthday cake, which you can see in the studio. Mm. Listeners at home can't. That's radio. That's the one thing I've learnt doing this radio thing is if you say, here's the cake, people can't see it. That's television. It's from a shop we can't mention, and it is in the shape of an insect we also can't mention. Shall we just get straight on and do it? Nadia, every name I'm about to mention has their birthday this week, beginning 6th of September. Your first name is, happy birthday to, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Now, immediately I'm pleased because I know who he is.
That's good. It's a nice start.
So for me, that's really good.
Yeah, that's really good. Well
done. I know that he's not on Love Island.
Although, actually, not on Love Island at the time of recording.
Who knows, right?
It hasn't been cast yet, so...
Who knows? I'm not sure what he's doing. I guess now he's kicking back.
He's available, right?
He did get some stick, didn't he, for being... I'm trying to think of a nice word that's not decrepit. But that word was used, I think, when people are, oh, he can't run again.
Yeah.
He's too senior.
He's too senior. There you go.
Too senior.
One of our senior citizens.
Yeah, I think he's quite senior.
I'm not
sure if he's broached the... I don't know if he's an octogenarian yet. Do you know what I'm actually imagining? I'm trying to visualise his birthday party. That doesn't help me, but I'm just trying to imagine, is he walking into like a big bash with like big balloons in the shape of a 8 and a 0?
Oh, so this isn't a party he's actually had that you've seen on the television.
I'm trying to conjure up what his birthday party is going to look like. Or is it just a low-key affair in his favourite restaurant because it's not a big birthday?
Gotcha.
I'm going to say that he is going to have the special balloons, actually. To hell with it. I'm going to say that he's going to be 80.
80 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Bernie Sanders. Nadia says 80.
Bernard Sanders.
Bernard Sanders, yeah. Mm. Colonel, I call him the Colonel. Mm. Simon, what do you think?
In the build-up to the selection of Joe Biden, it was pointed out repeatedly on social media that Bill Clinton is still younger than either of the main candidates if he were to be available. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go 81.
81,
because I think Biden's 79 now, isn't he? And I can't put him lower than Biden.
Okay.
Because I think that would be disrespectful somehow.
Oh, this is the last thing you want to do, isn't it? If I know you, Simon, the last thing you want to do is be on Radio 4 and be disrespectful to Joe Biden.
Or indeed disrespectful to Bernie, really, is what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Ingrid, we have 80 from Nadia, we have 81 from Simon.
Well, I'm glad that we had those lengthy explanations beforehand, because I had popped, in my head, popped a 68, which I'm really embarrassed about now, to be honest. He looks much younger, I would say, than any of the aforementioned Clinton and Biden. But having listened to your reasoning, I think you're right. He's obviously older than 68, but I think he's in his 70s still. So I'm going to go with 78.
78, says Ingrid. What do you think at home? We're very close in the studio. 78 for Ingrid, 80 for Nadia. Simon, 81. Doesn't always happen, But I tell you now, we are starting off, somebody has just scored 3 points.
Wow.
Somebody has scored 3 points. So we've got 78, 80 and 81. So if at home you said one of those, you could be in with a chance of getting 3 points as well. Bernie Sanders, happy birthday to him. This week he turns 80 years old.
Nadia. Yay.
Nadia, 3 points. Simon, you get one. Ingrid, 2 years out.
Oh, do you know what's happened there? It's what I was just saying earlier to Nadia, which is that because of lockdown, we've lost 2 years.
Okay.
So I keep thinking I'm 42, when actually I'm 44. So that's what's happened. I meant 80.
Oh, sorry. If you're saying, if you were genuinely saying you meant 80, I'll give you three.
Yes, that's what
there's a cake at stake.
I take your point. There is a cake at stake. Oh, why didn't I have that as a catchphrase? Hi, I'm Richard Osman. There's a cake at stake. Oh, now we're talking. Second birthday. Simon, how old this week is Emily Maitlis?
Ah, OK. She is the only Maitlis I know. She's the Maitlis who presents Newsnight, right?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me? God.
I can give you no information.
I have a crisis that I don't know if that's... I just know her as Maitlis on Twitter.
Wow.
Must be Emily Maitlis. My politics don't align, so I'm able to have a dispassionate assessment, an objective assessment of her command
if
on the show.
If your politics did align, you would be, you'd be like, it'd be awful.
It would be all over the shop, wouldn't it? But, so I think of her as a strong, I would say, 48.
48.
Yeah.
Ingrid Oliver immediately said, well, that is interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
48. Yeah. What do you think, Ingrid?
I mean, with all of these things, you sort of go, is she a woman in her 40s? Does that sound right? Or is she a woman in her 50s? Does that sound right? What decade are we dealing with?
Yeah. Is she a woman in her 60s? That doesn't
definitely
sound
does
right.
Not.
Yeah.
So just instinctively immediately, doesn't, that doesn't sound right to me. I think she has the command of a woman in her 50s.
Interesting.
But I would say early 50s.
Okay.
So again, adjusting for the 2 years of the pandemic, I'm going to go with 51, question mark?
51?
Yeah, 51.
This is Ingrid Oliver, 51 for Emily Maitlis. Nadia, we have 48 and we have 51 for Emily Maitlis.
Okay. Oh, it's a tricky one. I feel like she's on the cusp.
On the cusp of?
On the cusp of maybe her 50s. I would have copied Ingrid, but that's not a sports person like thing to do. So I'm going to go for 49. I'm going to squeeze in between the two of them.
49, you say. So you were going to copy Ingrid, but instead of going one closer to 3, I'll drop two, actually.
Well, because, look, we can't have two bid B-days, because Bernie's got his special balloons. For Emily to have a bid 5-0...
Oh, you're thinking,
I'm
no
thinking
way.
You guys would not have gone for... you know, round number birthdays.
Oh, I love it when someone overestimates our professionalism. Thank you, Nadia. Very touching. We got 48, 49 and 51. What do you think about Emily Maitlis at home? Have you decided? Well, listen, Emily Maitlis, this week, happy birthday, Emily, if you're listening. This week, Emily Maitlis is 51 years old.
Oh,
Ingrid
God.
Oliver.
Oh,
very well played. 3 points to you. Third birthday. Ingrid, how old this week is a Radio 4 favourite, Miles Jupp?
Well, that is interesting.
It is interesting.
Because I have just worked with Miles Jupp.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I have got the advantage of having seen him up close.
Does he look clean?
Quite recently. He's kind of on the turn, I'll be honest.
He's always been on the turn, to be honest. We're still. So you've just been what interesting.
So I've just worked with him, playing his wife, funny enough, on another Radio 4 comedy.
Oh, that's
this
fun.
Is all very neat, isn't it?
Isn't it neat?
So I think Miles is probably just maybe 1 or 2 years older than me, and I'm 24, as we all know. I'm 44, so I think he's probably, I'm going to say 46.
I think Miles Jupp is 46 this week.
I hope that's not an insult to him.
Do you know what? I can think of a few people who would be less insulted by anything than Miles.
Oh, that's good.
Nadia's about to do it.
I think I can insult him.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I can't bring him to mind.
Oh, that's
insulting.
I know his name. Yeah. I see his name featuring Miles Jupp. But lots of these names just kind of wash over me. I'm aware of them in the ether, but I wouldn't be able to actually point at him and say, you are Miles Jupp. Okay, so I'm just going to have to wind it. I'm going to say 47.
47.
Slightly feebly. Sorry, Miles Jupp. I'm going to look you up. He just doesn't know who I am.
Miles?
Yeah.
This is really awkward and embarrassing because Miles absolutely adores you.
Literally never stops talking about
you. Last time I saw Miles, he had one of your children's books. He was reading it. He was crying with laughter and saying, Nadia Shireen is the greatest picture book author in British history.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, I will pass that on because she's coming on a show. He was like, I can barely breathe thinking that she's...
So it was that Miles Jupp. That's why I've seen his name.
Yeah,
the fan mail.
Yeah, he writes to her. He says, I do. I do write to her a lot.
Okay.
Simon, you worked with Miles?
Worked with him, known him, visited him in his family home in Monmouth.
Whoa.
Celebrated a birthday with him.
Perhaps.
Last year.
Probably. I have a feeling. He was annoyingly accomplished for a young man. That's how I've always felt about him. He is. He is a published author as well, and writes radio, acts on the West End, all that sort of stuff. Does cricket tours. He's a real Renaissance man.
Are you his agent? Yeah. I wouldn't
have minded all that so much if I hadn't also felt it was annoying given his age. So I'm actually going to go a bit lower than the other two, and I'm going to say 44.
44, says Simon. 44. He's in his 40s, for sure. Mm. I think we all knew that. I think we were all led by, I think we could tell from Nadia's expression, he was in his 40s. We knew that. On the first question, we gave away 3 points. Very rare.
Is it that rare? Come on.
It's quite rare.
Is it?
Yeah, what is it? Right. I mean, listen, it's not like Hallie's comment, but it's, you know. On the second question, we gave away 3 points. Also quite rare.
Double six.
On the third question... we're giving away 0 points, which is much less rare. We've got apologies to make to Mr. Miles Jupp.
No.
He is. 31. He's not 46. You looked at him in the face so recently.
Oh, no.
He's 42 years old, Miles Jupp.
I don't mean to. That's not because.
Because you are. Oh, my God. Well, no, you are kidding
me. It's because I know he has 5 children. I can't. I don't know how you fit that in.
Can I not just say, I did say I think he's younger than that.
You
and
did.
And then I was also, I was held back because it would have been a big call to go more than 3 years below the anchor, wouldn't
it? I felt you were dragged up slightly.
Yeah.
But, you know, all that means is...
strength of character.
You don't have the strength of character.
No, that's right. Absolutely.
And it's something you need to learn very quickly before the end
of
this game.
That. Yeah.
Because it's, you know what happens time and time again? Dragged down, dragged up.
Yeah.
You could have got yourself points as it happens. We finished round one, and here are the scores. Everyone scored points. That's nice. Mm. Simon, you got 1 point. We have joint leaders Nadia and Ingrid, 3 points each. Straight on to round two. We are back to Nadia. Mm-hmm. First thing I need you to do, Nadia, is tell me how old this week is Guy Ritchie.
Okay. So I'm doing this entirely based on Madonna's birthday, and I know that she was 62 or 3 years ago. So, sorry, Madonna, if you're listening, you probably don't want that highlighted.
She'll be. Do you know what? She'll be at Miles Jupp's house.
They'll Maybe.
Be they'll be listening together. They love each other, those two. It's such a weird celebrity friendship that
you never
think
would
about.
Have found it.
Yeah, it's so odd.
I'm going to say Guy Ritchie is... oh, he's got quite a boyish face, hasn't he? I'm going to say he's 56.
56, says Nadia for Guy Ritchie. Simon, what are you thinking about Guy Ritchie?
Well, I'm now going to be really deliberately, almost rudely unanchored.
What were you before, by the way?
What? But I allowed myself to be dragged up from Miles, you mean? I'm going to ignore.
I thought you meant in terms of opinion. I thought you were about to really let loose.
I'm just saying, I've got my own views about Guy Ritchie. I have my own theories. But I don't think he's that old. That's my age, 56, and I think he appeared on the scene as an enfant terrible when I was aware of him as that, as like somebody who was younger than me and already more famous kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So
yeah,
you can see this is a theme that emerging, isn't it? My life is just like ripping through with envy, shrieks of envy.
Somebody else younger than me is more famous than me. Oh, no.
I'm going to go with 51.
51,
decisively
says
younger.
Simon.
Yeah.
Simon has said 51. Nadia has said 56. Yeah, what say you, Ingrid Oliver?
I remember him from when he was always in the papers.
Mm.
So I have a vision in my head of what he looks like, but that's obviously about 15 years younger than he actually is now.
But how old did he look then, 15 years ago?
He looked about 35, I'd say.
Interesting. Well, then...
I don't know that you have gone too old, Nadia, actually. I think, well, it's a tricky... Okay, so you've said 51, Simon. You said 56. I think he might be slightly younger than 56. I'm going to say that he is 52.
52.
Yes.
52, says Ingrid. So we've got 51, 52 and 56. What are you saying at home about Guy Ritchie? He's in his 50s. Guy Ritchie, we kind of knew it, right?
Yeah.
We could kind of see it. We knew when he started. We knew when Lockstock came out. You know, we got the vibe. Everyone got the correct vibe. I'm giving away 1 point.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Guy Ritchie.
It now feels like it's an algebra question and we can work out how likely it is who got that 1 point.
You could do, yeah. Or I could just say.
No, you could. I don't know. Why, can I have a go? Can I play my...
Sure, listen.
Play my algebra joker. No.
Yeah. Oh, my God, why haven't I got an algebra? Oh, my God, I should have an algebra joker. This is, do you know what? We've thrown this format together without even a thought of having an algebra joker. This is...
There's a cake at stake.
There's a cake at stake.
There's an algebra joker.
Yeah. Oh. I prefer the first one.
If from episode 3 there's an algebra joker, then you own 10% of the format, Simon. That's the good news. I'm giving away a point. Giving away 1 point. Guy Ritchie this week is 53 years old. Ingrid Oliver gets herself a point. Well done. 53 Guy Ritchie is. Simon, here's a chance to immediately make amends. Mm-hmm. How old this week is Pink?
As in the person, obviously.
The colour.
I suppose the colour.
The proposition. The colour.
I'm going to go...
Dates back at least to the first sunset of a
When did they first name Pink? 980 years?
Wow.
Pink. Well, I think probably a little bit older than I would immediately think. I seem to remember hearing her on the radio like in the late 80s. I might be wrong, or early 90s, but I could be wrong. I might be getting her confused with Roxette because I know I did do that sometimes.
I love it. I love you. Even said radio instead of wireless.
Yeah.
You see, he's really trying to say, no,
radio,
I know.
Radio, gramophone.
What's going on?
I had tuned to Daventry.
Yeah.
And the Light programme. And I think Pink is... I think she's solidly into her 40s by now. I'm going to go 46.
46 years old, says Simon. Ingrid, what are you thinking about
Well,
Pink?
It's interesting, as a woman, I don't speak for all women, but for me, certainly, this has been the case. I reached, maybe a few years ago, the age where I sort of became obsessed with how old everybody else was, especially other women who I thought were sort of around my age. And Pink is one of the people that... So you then go, oh, I think she's probably around my age, and then you find out they're 20 years younger than you, and
yes,
you go, oh,
think,
that's
oh,
how...
No,
that's Oh, right, okay, so that's how that works. So I think she is 43.
She nearly gave another number. I wonder what it was. Nadia, we have 46 and we have 43.
Right, well, this is interesting. So, in a previous life, before I was a picture bookmaker, I worked at Smash Hits magazine.
Oh, wow.
Britain's brightest pop magazine.
That's cool.
TM.
That's cool.
And Pink was one of the stars we covered during my tenure. So I would have actually gone for 43. I really would, because that, yeah. But... I'm not going to, just so we've got a bit of a game.
Respect the rules of the game.
I'm going to respect the rules of the game, and I'm going to say 42.
Interesting, which is what Ingrid was going to say. Simon, she is not 46. You are remaining scoreless in this round.
Right.
She is either 42 or 43.
Oh, God. I think she's got it.
So one of you has scored 3 points, one of you has scored 1 point.
Okay.
Ingrid, you said 43. Nadia, you wanted to say 42.
I was almost going to say
42. Nadia, you wanted to say 43, but you said 42.
Yes.
So it's going to be devastating for what? Listen, something devastating has happened. And I would say to both of you, when you receive the news, to whoever gets the bad news, at least you're not Simon. Okay, that's the thing you have to remember.
That's all we can cling to.
Because he's got nothing here. He's got nothing here.
Okay.
Pink this week is... 42 years old. Nadia, you get 3 points.
I did not see that coming.
I'm going to trash the studio. That is unacceptable. I knew it.
You get a point.
Ingrid, calm down.
As soon as I said it.
she's throwing stuff everywhere.
Now we go to the phones because we have a listener whose birthday it is this week. Each of you can ask Sheila, for it is she, one question. So Ingrid, Sheila is on the line. It is her birthday this week. Happy birthday, Sheila. You have a choice of two questions to ask her to try and gauge her age.
I do. Sheila, hello. This is
Hi.
Ingrid Oliver here. Hello. Happy birthday as well for this week. Is it today your birthday?
No.
This week. Okay. Well, I'll take that back then.
Yeah. I'll take it.
I have two questions here that I might ask you. The first one is, who was your first celebrity crush? But so don't answer that because I haven't chosen that one yet.
Interesting.
And the second one is, what do you do for a living? Now, immediately to me, I believe the first question would give me a better idea.
Yeah.
Of how old you might be, Sheila, because what do you do for a living? I don't know that there are... Mm. Unless it was like chimney sweep or, you know... retired chimney sweep. I'm not sure that would be that helpful. So Sheila, may I ask you, who was your first celebrity crush?
It was David Cassidy.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That is such a good question.
Oh, that's such a good...
Absolutely given us a ballpark. Yeah. Nadia, you've got two possible questions. What are you thinking?
So my two questions are... So question one... Hello, Sheila, first of all.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's Nadia here. So my first question would be... Well, don't answer this yet. Who is your favourite band? Who is your favourite band? That's how normal
people...
Who are
your favourite band?
Who are your favourite band? I've forgotten how to speak. The other question is, which three famous faces would you invite to a dinner party? I think the first question may be... Oh, but that's not who was your first favourite band, is it? That's who's your current favourite band.
Yeah. You might just say David Cassidy again, and then we've really thrown it on.
What, the David Cassidy band?
The Partridge Family.
I'm going to go for question one. Who are your favourite band?
It's The Beautiful South.
Oh, great.
That's good too.
That's great, Sheila. And also a great choice. I love them. Fantastic band.
David Cassidy, Beautiful South. Simon.
I like the evolution from David Cassidy to The Beautiful South, because there's a melodic lilt to The Beautiful South, but the world weariness is set into the lyrics, isn't it?
The world weariness of David Cassidy.
I feel that's a real journey that Sheila's been on there. My questions are, what is the best holiday you've been on, or who would play you in a film about your life? Now, I think it's got to be the film about your life, and I suppose I'm hoping to sort of nudge you into choosing somebody
who is contemporary
with you.
Unbelievable.
Slightly. But
helping everyone.
Who would play you in a film about your life?
Well, I had to go with somebody who kind of looks like me. And it's going to give it away, I think. Alison Steadman.
We're in a ballpark, aren't we? That's for sure. We find ourselves in a ballpark.
With David Cassidy. With
The Beautiful South.
Yeah.
And Alison Steadman. Ingrid, how old do you think Sheila is going to be this week?
Now, Sheila, I think... So, David Cassidy, if memory serves, I think he's 70. So, I would think you're in your 60s, Sheila. And I think that's right for Alison Steadman as well. So... I'm going to say early. I'm going to go with 62.
Oh.
62, says Ingrid. 62. Nadia, what are you thinking?
Well, I was going to go for 62 as well.
Wow. Well, we know what happened last time.
What happened last time, because I think Ingrid's right with her instincts. I'll go one up. I'll go 63.
Gone one up this time. Oh, 63, wow. Says Nadia.
I mean, I would have done 61, but just for the change.
Exactly. Just change it up.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, I'm about to put clear blue water between me and the lady contestants again. I mean, I'm 56, and I had a huge crush on David Cassidy, and so I can't imagine that Sheila needs to be much older than that in order to have... So I would say if it was her first and she'd really identify him as that, maybe 57. You certainly wouldn't need to be older than...
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm saying 57.
So you think very similar to your age, Simon. You think you're rare. So 57, 62 and 63 are our answers. Sheila, the first thing I'll ask you is, has anybody there scored 3 points?
No.
Aww.
Interesting. The second question I'll ask you is, has anybody there scored 1 point?
Yes.
Whoa.
Algebra joker.
Here we go. Sheila, firstly, happy birthday from all of us, and I think I speak on behalf of all of Radio 4. Could you tell us, please, Sheila, how old you are this week?
I will be 64.
Wow. 64, Nadia. Sheila. Takes a point. Well done. Sheila, happy birthday from all of us here.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Thank you.
So that's the end of that round. Very well played, Nadia. Thank you to Sheila. And here are the scores. Simon, still with 1 point. Pretty high scoring for our top two, though. Ingrid, you have 5. Nadia, our leader, with 7. Final round, and it is quickfire now. 3 more birthdays. Nadia, we start with you.
Okay.
How old this week is Kerry Katona?
Is she older than me? She was in Atomic Kitten. She is 45.
45, says Nadia. Simon, what are we thinking?
I think that's pretty close to what I would have said. She certainly isn't much older than that. I think she might be 43. I'll say 43. And then I can be certainly accused of being at least gentlemanly to have brought it back below the, the prior median.
43. Although it would have been more gentlemanly if you hadn't said, I'm saying that to be gentlemanly. And that's what I actually think.
Yes.
From looking at her.
Yeah.
Ingrid, we've got 45 and 43.
I would have said maybe 43, actually. I think she might be younger than me. Again, it's all about me. I think she is... I'm going to say 42.
42, says Ingrid. OK, we've got 45, we've got 43, we've got 42. I'm giving away a point because she is 41 years old. Oh. Ingrid takes a point. Very well done.
So channeling Marge Simpson.
Simon's still on one. Ingrid, you're on six. Nadia, you have a 1-point lead. We have two birthdays to go. Simon, how old this week is Joe Sugg?
Yeah, no idea at all. No idea at all. I know Suggsy, but that's not him, is it?
Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the man who makes the furry boots. Those are just Arg, aren't they?
County cricketer?
Oh, is he?
No.
Oh, it could be. It could be, yeah.
I'm just saying things that Joe Sugg could be.
I'm going to say he's a reality TV star covered in tattoos, and I think he's 28.
28, says Simon. Ingrid, are you aware of the work of Joe Sugg?
So Joe Sugg, it took me a second, but I do think he was on Strictly. And I think actually Simon has done very well, annoyingly. He's not tattooed, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know. God, I don't know.
Listen, they're not on display.
Visible, yeah.
They're not visible.
I'm going to go younger. I'm going to say that he is 26.
26, yeah. Says Ingrid, for Joe Sugg. Nadia, were you aware of the work of Joseph Sugg?
Well, sadly, I don't watch Strictly. So, and I really should have done that before I came on this game. You know what? I think the other two have nailed it, really. So I will just squeeze in the middle with 27.
We've got 27, 28, 26. What have you got to home this on, Joe Sugg? Now, there's only 1 point between our leaders. And there's only one birthday to go after this one.
Oh,
so
no.
Any point we score here could be very, very important. Joe Sugg, this week, he's 30 years old. Not a point for anybody.
Not a point, but I was closest.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
I've got a rack of trophies.
So, Nadi, you take a 1-point lead.
Oh, my goodness.
Into our final name. And Ingrid, you are to go first. How old, Ingrid, this week, is Gloria Gaynor?
So, Gloria Gaynor, the 70s. That was her heyday, right? 70s, early 80s. That would make her... I'm going to say 80 years old, Richard.
80 years old. Interesting. Okay. Went up a little bit at the end there.
It did,
so Ingrid says
I rounded
80.
It up.
Nadia, what are we thinking about Gloria Gaynor?
I'm thinking Ingrid's in the right ballpark. I'm going to go a bit younger. I'm going to say she is 78.
78, says Nadia for Gloria Gaynor. Simon, 1 point so far. Would be a lovely time.
Wouldn't it be great to flourish up?
Wouldn't it just?
Yeah.
Especially with the I Will Survive as well. It'd be such a lovely message.
Burst into a more solid third place.
Yeah. That'd be lovely.
I think she could be, I'm going to go 71.
71? That is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Has he handed you both a lesson on the final birthday? He has not. He has not. But listen, absolute fair play. Simon, you end on 1 point. Okay, so he is not 71.
Okay.
Nadia, Ingrid, there's 1 point between the two of you.
Yeah.
One of you has just scored 3 points.
No.
Gloria Gaynor, if you're listening, happy birthday. This week, she is 78 years old. Nadia, 3 points. Congratulations.
Well done.
Wow.
Thank you.
There was a cake at stake. And that cake has gone to Nadia Shireen. Very well played. We'll see you all next time.